Told you I was gonna play the bumper. You didn't believe me that I had a good one for you, did you?
No, I didn't. But you did.
That is a super catchy Mick Jagger song from 2001. Yeah, we're talking about Amendment 3. All right. Look, if you can't have a little bit of fun talking about, you know, gateway drugs, what can you have fun talking about, right? Okay, so Amendment 3, in case you do not know, in case you have been living off the grid, I guess, in Florida for a long time, Amendment 3 would legalize personal consumption amounts of marijuana, right? 3 ounces, which I know for people who don't use drugs, myself would fall in that category. I was actually, you'll laugh at me. I was looking up online, how much is an ounce? And then we're like, well, that could be misunderstood. Like, not price, but quantity. Like, how much is it? And so I'm going to give you my, you know, like a small coconut is like an ounce, something in that vicinity. I get varying descriptions, but 3 ounces is a lot, okay? You can get like 50 or 60 marijuana cigarettes, children, joints out of an ounce, okay? So it's a lot, right? That's, you know, 150 to 200 joints out of 3 ounces. That's your personal consumption amounts. That's what it would legalize. The premise behind not legalizing greater amounts is because you don't want drug dealers, right? You don't want people with a lot because you want to sell it through stores, right? You want to use the existing medical marijuana dispensaries, existing medical marijuana treatment centers, excuse me, that's the official name, would be authorized under the initiative to sell marijuana to adults for personal use, 21 and up. Florida state legislature could still provide by state law for the licensure of entities other than existing medical marijuana treatment centers to cultivate and sell marijuana products, could provide for, but this would not allow you on its face to grow it, to cultivate it, to sell it, doesn't put everybody in the drug business. What it does is allow existing to sell to adults, okay? And it's, you know, some of these details really do matter in the conversation. Alex Andrade was with Channel 3. I think this is Sunday night. I think they ran this piece.
What this amendment does is simply say those medical marijuana dispensaries that already exist can also sell to adults without a medical marijuana card or license.
Yeah, and and there's a lot of conversation about what it would allow, what are the advantages, disadvantages of the law. Okay, here's the short version. Democrats are largely for it, although not exclusively Democrats, are largely for it because they think that punishing people for marijuana is no good, or they think that marijuana itself is actually good. Right. Kind of the pro marijuana or the pro choice position, if you want to think about those terms. Right. So Nikki Fried, who was in town last week, maybe over the weekend, you know, head of the Democratic Party in Florida and one time candidate for governor, although she got beat by Charlie Crist. She still showed up in town with the can I say this as a side note? Did you see the footage of this Democratic rally? Sort of Lumen May was at this rally and they had the like Kamala Harris poster standee behind them that fell over in the wind. It just struck me funny that they would, you know, carry with them. I mean, do you have to buy your own? Does every Democrat buy their own? You know, would you consider putting up and it was so obviously like a bad picture of her that it showed up clearly. It wouldn't even look like her in the photos. Would you call that Democratic propaganda? I don't know. These are the jokes that occur to me when I'm watching the news and I'm thinking out loud to myself. Anyway, 437-1620. It made me laugh. Like people carrying around the Kamala Harris cardboard standee. We're with her. She's not here, but we're with her. Where is she? Not here. Anyway, sorry for the digression. Back to the issue. She says, look, it's good to get people off of opioids, which marijuana, they claim is a substitute or a different kind of medical therapy for people who suffer all kinds of things, right?
Legalize cannabis. And it is time to finally stop arresting people for simple possession charges. It's an opportunity to have more economic opportunities in our state, to bring people into the cannabis world, to have more production, and to make sure that we're getting people off of opioids.
Into the cannabis world is okay. So you know, a couple of different arguments there. One is that marijuana is actually good for people. Another is that even if you don't like marijuana, arresting people for it is a waste of, you know, state, city, municipal, county resources, both the law enforcement, then the jailing and the cost of jailing. And historically, there have been a lot of arguments about disproportionate punishment against the black community, particularly for marijuana. You know, lots of people get marijuana arrests on their record, and then that gives them a hard time finding jobs, contributing to three strike situation. Like, there's a whole conversation, including a very common argument of people saying that, look, marijuana is not as bad for you as alcohol. Alcohol is legal, therefore marijuana should be legal. These are just sort of generally some of the arguments, okay? I kind of gave you most of the pro arguments. You know, it's no worse than alcohol. It might be better than alcohol. States that have done it, and about half the states have done it, either through amendment or through legislative action. And that's 24 so far, including Washington, D.C. So lots of states have done it. Some states went farther, like Oregon, decriminalized all drugs. And then they reversed that position, by the way. So that some of the arguments in favor of decriminalization of personal consumption amounts of marijuana, as is on the ballot amendment 3. Arguments against, again, kind of classic arguments. For example, the alcohol comparison. Even if marijuana is not as bad as alcohol, sometimes grant your premise and then see where you go. That doesn't mean we should legalize it. You might, and I would make the argument that, yeah, alcohol is bad and carries lots of consequences. And that doesn't mean that we should have another alcohol out there that's legal. That's why does that make sense? Now, you can argue that if for the one, for the other. I get that. But just because you allow the one doesn't mean you should allow the other. If we can recognize the one is bad, then we should prohibit the expansion of the bad things. There's also arguments about gateway, right? If you try this drug, you might be inclined to try other drugs. There's a response to that having to do with because right now it's illegal, although, of course, you can get it with a medical card or prescription. Because it's illegal, the argument goes that gets you into the criminal element. And if you made it legal, you'd be buying it from your medical dispensary legally, and then you wouldn't need to go to the drug dealer. And so that would actually create a barrier between progression in the drug culture. It's difficult arguments to figure out who's got the right of it, okay? But it is more complicated than just how the one or the other would say. Yeah, it would save on resources for enforcement, but then again, if you have decreased productivity, which is common, or you have impact on health, which is an effect, and you have addiction, and you do have progression for some people, and if you have drink driving, you have high driving, and that's also a problem. And, you know, the nuisance value of it, not wanting to be around it if it's, for example, in the public. Now, I think you can make the case, rightly so, that public smoking is really discouraged right now. Like, you can't go to a restaurant and smell cigarettes. You won't be going to the restaurant and smelling marijuana cigarettes either. So how much it would be in the public. Plus, kids is another argument against it. Kids are going to have more access to it, just like they have easier access to alcohol. They will have easier access to marijuana. Response to that would be, well, they have pretty easy access to it now. How well is the war on drugs really working to keep either alcohol or marijuana out of the hands of kids? If it sounds like I've had these arguments before, I have. And I could give you a whole chart of what we used to call it in debate, flowing the argument. Here's the claim. Here's the counterclaim. Here's the best evidence. A lot of these things are hard to figure out. Okay. Here's my answer on this one. First of all, I don't want to expand access to marijuana. I care too much about my kids. Now, if that seems blunt, sorry. come on. If you can't make dope jokes talking about dope, you know, come on, you know, you got to have some fun.
Puff give. Puff give.
You know, you're messing up my rotation. Okay, so I don't want my kids growing up in a world where there's weed everywhere. I don't. So I'm voting because I love my kids. But let's say that doesn't persuade you. Let's say that the public safety, the addiction, the healthcare costs, the more high people isn't a better world. Okay, let's say none of that persuades you. That's fine. You know, we can disagree. You're more of a libertarian. You're worried about the disparate impact. You're worried about the racism. You're worried about the cost of enforcement and all. Okay, so you think marijuana is good. Or maybe it's okay, but it's not worth enforcing. Or you think it's a personal choice and we shouldn't be telling people how to live. Whatever puts you on the side of being pro-marijuana, as far as you wish it were legal for personal consumption use, still a bad idea to put in the Constitution. Okay? This is one of those classic examples of a problem that should not be solved with a constitutional amendment. This should be a law. the legislature should take this up. Well, they're not. Elect different people. Lobby them more effectively. This is something. Look, my dad lives in Denver. I was talking to him yesterday, and he made the comment. He's like, oh, my God, Andrew, you have no idea how many problems were created by the fact that we did this for the Constitution and can't change it now. We're stuck with it as is. Even if the thing's good, you can't tinker with it because you can't tinker with constitutional amendments like you could with legislation. You tweak them later, right? You make them better later on. And so this is a classic example of an amendment that you should vote no on because it shouldn't be a constitutional amendment. It should be a legislative thing. And it falls within that scope of how sure are you that this is the exact right way to solve it? Nowhere near close to being sure about that, so vote no on principle. I say you should never vote yes on an amendment unless you're at least 75% sure that it's a good one. At least 75% sure. And I am nowhere close to 75% sure, even if I thought that having marijuana more readily available for private consumption purposes was a good thing. So, yeah, in Andrew's opinion, it's bad anyway. It's bad law. It's definitely bad constitutional amendment making. And I just don't want this world.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this, but I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
I don't want Chris Tucker's world.